You're listening to Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast, Season 4, Episode 4, December 2025, Your Christmas Nest. Hi, friends. This is the last podcast episode from our home of 20 years. You know how I know it's time to leave? Because my little Christmas tree is all brown in the backyard. That's a sign. We've moved into our new home, which I'm calling my Christmas cottage. I would describe life right now as frantic with a sprinkle of festivity. Zach and Drew are finishing college semesters, and Jake is wrapping up another quarter at work. I'm busy making things familiar and fun in new surroundings while unpacking and singing with my music class kiddos until the 18th, and Andy has a work trip to get through. Buster's thriving in his new home and loves his walks along the river. Thank goodness for my friends and family who are jumping in to help me keep it all together. All is not calm, but all is bright. Christmas is right around the corner. I've been enjoying a new Christmas phone case and a perfume spritz each day that makes me think of Christmas. I'm loving my friend Ashley's simmer pot and doing a cross stitch with her, though I'll admit I'm behind schedule. I also started reading a book called Christmas Eve Love Story. I'm seeing lots of fun tips on Instagram and try to share my favorites with you. I love it when friends tag me in Christmas ideas online or message me fun things. Keep that coming. If you'd like to be on the podcast or have some great tips you think others would enjoy, please reach out to me. Who knows? Maybe you'll be featured in Season 5. In this episode, I have a fun segment to share with you that my bestie Karen and I had fun putting together. You might have fun recreating it. Here it is. I am really excited to have my bestie Karen with me today on the podcast. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Mary.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. I'm so excited to be here and watch how the magic happens.
Yeah, you're getting the behind-the-scenes info.
Yes.
So today, I have a really fun activity planned for us because, really, food is such a huge part of Christmas, and we love food.
We do love food. We love to make food and we love to eat food.
Yes, we do. So before we get into sort of this game that I came up with, let's hear maybe some of your favorite Christmas food traditions or memories, anything you want to share?
Sure. I always feel like we always have the best memories around food. And one of my earliest memories is I had an aunt that lived in Florida, and I grew up in central New York, which was very far away at the time, seemed like far away. And she would mail us a box of Florida oranges every December. And we would wake up every Christmas morning to an orange in our stocking. And for breakfast that morning, we would eat an orange. It seems like the most simple thing, but I will never forget that.
I love that. Yeah. I had that too. I had an orange in my stocking too every year, but I don't remember exactly why. I have to dive into that a little bit more, but that is a meaningful little tradition.
It was. I'm sure part of it was my mom could fill the stocking a
little bit. Yeah, I know. I always thought that too.
But at the time, it's still a memory.
Right.
And I think for my kids, you know, one of their favorite things that we do every Christmas morning is I make from scratch, not a baker, but so one thing I'll make from scratch is cinnamon rolls. So I would say that would probably be one of their memories, is waking up every Christmas morning and having homemade cinnamon rolls for breakfast.
I've had your cinnamon rolls and they are incredible. That icing, oh, so good. All so good. All right. Well, let's dive into this game that I came up with. So we're going to do a Christmas tasting blind test.
Yes.
Okay. So I got us this adorable little, it's like a sleep mask, but it's a cute little girl reindeer, like Clarice. It's adorable. And so I'm going to give this to you. So Karen's going to put on the little reindeer sleep mask.
All right.
Make sure you can't see anything.
I am officially sight free right now.
Okay. So I'm going to give you a little something to try.
Okay.
And here, put it in your hand.
Okay.
And you can take a bite.
All right. Feels a little heavy. So that's good.
And what
quite
are you
delicious.
tasting?
It was minty. It's almost got like a little marshmallowy center, maybe. So I'm going to go with like some kind of dark chocolate, peppermint covered marshmallow.
Yes. You got it.
I mean,
okay, I'll take it.
Okay.
Okay, that was okay. Good.
Yay.
That was
like, this is,
you are
this
very
might be,
good.
This might be my game.
I know. Okay. Next one. Yes. I'm putting it in your hand.
Okay. All right. Round. Here we go. This definitely has like a ginger snap type gingerbread flavor to it. Soft, kind of molassesy cookie. But it has something on top, which I'm not sure what the topping is.
I don't know, but I think you like it because you're going in for another bite.
It's like a ginger, it's like a molassesy soft cookie. Like with a ginger snap flavor.
I think the thing you're tasting, there's like some little crunchy sugar bits on the top.
That's what it is.
But and it's got a filling. So it's like a sandwich cookie.
Okay. That's
got
like, there's something else
gingerbread and it has a little like buttercream.
That was what it is,
inside?
The buttercream. Yeah. Butter, like a little frosting.
Okay. And now this next one.
Ooh, I might need water. A little palate cleanser between. You know, these are all great.
Yes.
Strong flavors. I don't want to
be
ruin
fresh.
I want to be fresh for it.
Okay.
Next one. Okay. Let's see. This one has a maple syrup flavor to it. It's a cookie with what I'm going to guess is like the topping is some kind of maple syrup cream topping.
Nope.
No, I didn't get it.
It's not a cookie. It's a mini pie.
Oh, it's a pie.
Yeah.
Is it like a pecan?
Yeah.
Pecan? Like, but it has such a good. Now that you say that, the pecan's coming out. It has like a
like
maple
a
syrup,
sugary
taste to
okay,
it.
Okay.
But it is quite delicious.
You like it?
I do like it.
Okay.
I do like it.
It's a mini. And I love that you said pecan pie. I just had this in the last episode. Is it pecan or pecan?
You know, I think it depends on what part of the country you're from.
That's what I thought, I guess. Yeah. But I don't even remember what I call it. But
that's
you
one
went
of those.
With
that's one of those. You just have to. Without thinking about it, say it and whatever comes out.
Yep. Okay. This last one is in a cup. So I'm going to give you this little mug.
Oh, we're going a little cup here. Okay. Ooh, it's chilled.
It is chilled.
Okay. Let's see if I get the essence of, maybe it's got cranberry and orange. It's like a ginger cranberry. Orange, like flavored, not a seltzer, but like,
yeah,
kind of like a seltzer.
Like a soda.
Like a soda.
You did great.
Yeah.
I don't know if maybe there's orange. It says cranberry ginger.
Yeah, it's got a cranberry ginger. I think the ginger's given me a little light. Maybe orange essence to it.
Okay, you did great. Well done.
Okay. All right, and I can...
Now you can take your blindfold off.
Blindfold off. Okay,
yeah,
look at all those delectable little treats.
So I really feel like this episode should be sponsored by Trader Joe's
for
me because I got the Trader Joe's. The first one you had was the Trader Joe's candy cane, dark chocolate dipped candy cane marshmallows. Then you had the gingerbread... sandwich cookie.
Okay.
And then you had a teeny tiny pecan pie.
Oh.
And then, of course, the cranberry ginger.
Okay. Well, they were all delicious.
Yeah, you did
Way
great.
To go, Trader
okay, what
Joe's.
Okay, what was your favorite flavor? All Christmassy. I mean,
all
do you think pecan pie is Christmassy?
I do. You know, I feel like for, you know, we think of it for Thanksgiving, but it can roll into Christmas as a dessert very easily.
I think so, too. I feel like pumpkin pie is Thanksgiving centric.
Yes.
But pecan pie can play in both lanes.
Absolutely.
Okay, what was your favorite flavor?
Oh, let's see. I mean, I think I'm gonna toss up here because I really love dark chocolate and peppermint together. I just feel like that's classic. But that little sandwich cookie, that little gingerbread was a surprise delight.
Okay, you liked that one.
So those two combo.
All right. Well, all you did great.
Okay,
now it's my turn.
Okay, let's get your reindeer mask on.
Okay.
Now, I will say, I think a couple of these you'll get right away. And one I actually made, never made it before. So we'll see if you can guess the flavor of that one. So here we go. We're going to start out.
Should I put my hand out?
You can put your hand out. Oh. And we're going to start out
this is kind
something
of
that I think you're going to get. I mean, I think we went on a general same train here.
This is like a gingerbread cake.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You have crushed it.
Oh, I like it. That's really good.
Okay. I did make that guy.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Next one. I think you'll be able to get that one pretty quickly.
Okay. Note to self, only take one bite of things.
I know. Especially if you catch it on the first go around.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. That's one of my, this one of my all-time favorite things for Christmas.
This is the white chocolate peppermint candy cane bark.
Yes, it is. Mm. Sponsored by William Sonoma.
Oh, it's the
Maybe
best.
A competitor to Trader Joe's? I don't really know.
Well, I really think of all of the barks, the William Sonoma one to me is just the best.
The best. I agree.
It's the best. It's just, maybe it's because that was like the first one I ever had.
Yeah.
But
it's the OG.
Yeah, I really like it.
And they do a great job with it. Okay, so next one I'm going to give you, it's going to be on actually a fork. So I'm going to give you, this is the one that I'll be interested to see if you can figure out the flavor.
This is definitely orangey. Yeah?
Nope.
Nope. Banana.
No.
Oh, no.
I'll give you a clue.
It's
something
cream.
Something you drink at the holiday time. It's a lighter flavor.
Oh, eggnog.
Yes, it's an eggnog pie. You use whipped cream in there. So
now I get
it. You taste it. Yeah. I was like, how do I get eggnog in there?
That is, you know what? Eggnog was not even on my list of flavors. Yeah. So you did a great job with that one.
So I was like, this is kind of.
Did you make that?
I did make that.
Oh my gosh. That's really good.
So,
I need the recipe.
Okay. Well, we can post the recipe. Okay. Last one. I'm really going for the topping on this one.
Okay.
But I'm using a vehicle for the I'm going to kind of, you're going to go like. Here, I'm going to try to wrap
Sprinkle
your hand.
Sprinkle it in my hand.
Well, no. Okay. Because it has a little. You're gonna, yeah, you might want to be careful. But there you go.
Okay. it's like a snowflake shape.
It is like a snowflake shape. Okay. But the topping is really what I'm going for.
Like a jelly.
Yeah.
Cranberry?
No.
No.
But I do like cranberry flavored things.
Is it, what is that? It's on like a little.
Well, I think it's probably the
ginger snap.
It's on a ginger snap. I'm sure the combo of the two are really good.
I feel like I've had this before, but I can't think.
Yeah, you've probably had something similar. A lot of varieties out there.
All right, tell me.
Okay, it's an apple cinnamon
butter.
An apple cinnamon butter. Apple butter, it's apple cinnamon butter. But I think that apple cinnamon combo, again, is it Thanksgiving? Is it Christmas? But I think it can go for Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, I love
it. You can throw it on things and just.
Delicious.
It would actually probably be really good on some brie.
Mm.
You can go with the savory sweet. And that is the tasting.
Okay, I can take my blindfold off.
That was so
fun.
Mine is partially sponsored by William Sonoma.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the peppermint bark from there, and I got that little topping from there.
Delicious.
I'll just throw that in some yogurt. I'll throw it in anything. Yeah. Cottage cheese. Put it on
that
toast.
That was so fun.
Oh, thank you.
So I think this would be, I mean, I had a good time.
I had fun.
I think this would be something that if you're listening and you're looking for something kind of fun and unique to do this holiday season, this could be a really fun little activity. Because it was fun thinking of the things.
Yes, it was.
And then putting it all together and definitely tasting was fun. I thought I could have done something not nice, like given you a flavor that wasn't very nice.
Oh, were you going to do something with coconut?
No, I know. I wouldn't do that to you. She's not a coconut fan. I was thinking of something like anise.
Which is
Christmassy.
Which is very Christmassy. And I will actually say my mom used to make these pizzelles. I think that's how you pronounce them. These cookies. She actually had the iron for it. And she would make them in vanilla for the picky eaters. And she would also make them in anise. But it was a really light flavor. And actually, they were pretty good. So
hit or miss.
Hit or miss. Yeah. Depends on the person.
All right. I'm still eating that little...
Yeah, but this could be fun for the kids, especially kids who like treats. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so one thing that I've mentioned before in the podcast is that I started doing forever ago, and Karen's kids did it too, is we did the chopped goodie bags.
Yes.
And so we would have, like, we'd get our boys together, and we would give them a basket, and they had to come up with a creative dessert. Dish. Yeah, or something. Yeah, I mean, they were wacky. Some we refused to try.
But it
was a really fun way to incorporate like Christmas food things in a game. Yeah.
Well, and get the kids in the kitchen
in
a fun way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
They enjoyed it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here. Cheers.
Cheers. Well, thank you for having me.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Thanks. Thank you, Karen. That was so much fun. Now let's shift gears and talk for a little bit about decorating. When we moved in our new home, I had to have my dining room table set up. I love creating a holiday tablescape. Mine always includes my beautiful Lennox Christmas china. Your table, no matter what the size or how it's decorated, is your gathering place. Be sure it's festive and mostly that you love it. It will make all the time you spend in the kitchen worth it when you finally sit down to enjoy your meal. This is also a great time to plan what meals you will be making, and be sure to organize your pantry. A good thing about moving is that it's a great chance to purge. I won't tell you how old some of my spices were. Do it sooner rather than later. Trust me. Maybe by now you have an elf who's doing silly things at home. Maybe you're enjoying some fun Advent activities. Whatever you're able to do is great, and mostly I hope you're finding time to enjoy the magic of this most lovely season. I've shared many Advent box ideas in previous episodes, but how about this fun new one for your kiddos? Make a magical bath with bubbles and fun Christmas bath toys. Sing Christmas songs, and after, wrap the clean little ones in fluffy Christmas towels. If you're looking for a meaningful Christmas movie, check out Hallmark's Take Me Back for Christmas. You can thank me later. This is a fun idea. Wrap Christmas books to read each night of Christmas week. End with 'Twas the Night Before Christmas on Christmas Eve. I loved this tradition that my husband Andy wanted to continue with our boys. This is also a great time of year to remember others. Lots of churches and organizations have families that can be adopted or angel trees with items that are needed. The Red Cross is always in need of blood donations, and they have lots of donation sites during the holidays. Food pantries always need to be extra stocked. Or maybe helping on a smaller scale is all you can do this year. Bring in someone's shopping cart to the grocery store for them. Give a wave in your neighborhood. There are always little ways to spread holiday joy. Be on the lookout. Here are some things I'm loving right now. Candle lamps, Birdie Blues bracelets, Hookah Tea, Nighttime, and Beauty and Wellness, Martinelli's Sparkling Cider, not the grape juice, great for everyone to share in a Christmas toast, Eric's Word Glorious, and all the gift ideas on Instagram. Here is a super easy Christmas dessert. Crumble Pepperidge Farm Ginger Man cookies over vanilla ice cream and drizzle with caramel sauce. Now you have a gingerbread sundae that's not only easy, but sure to tame that holiday sweet tooth. Before getting into the hot takes for this episode, I want to circle back to a hot take from the last episode about decorating cars. I have to say, I saw a cute pickup truck with lights around the back and another truck with a Santa on a reindeer attached to the front. I think people are getting more creative with car decorations, and I think I'm here for it. All right, for this episode, number one. Let's talk a little bit about AI. Everybody's using AI, but how do you feel about using AI for toasts? I am a no. I feel like a toast at Christmas needs to come from your heart, and it doesn't have to be perfect. So I'm a no on the toast. I am, however, a yes for scavenger hunts. Using a scavenger hunt to find gifts can be such a fun thing, and if you've got AI to help you, I say go for it. Ho, ho, hot take number two. How do you feel about football, Die Hard, and Stranger Things on Christmas Day? I am a no. I like being in my Christmas bubble. I know a lot of people don't have time to watch a lot of shows or football is really important, but to me, there are other days that are better than Christmas Day. Number three, clues on gifts. I am a big surprise girl. I love to be surprised. It doesn't matter how big the surprise is. And if I have a clue of what the surprise is, that makes it less surprising. So I say no on clues. And number four, leaving the lights on. How long do you leave your lights on? How long do you leave your decorations on and your tree up? This is a very touchy topic. And normally I like to get my house all clean and ready in January for the new year. But this year, my Christmas cottage might be a Christmas January cottage. We'll have to see. As we wrap up this season of the podcast, I want to mention some loved ones who are celebrating a heavenly Christmas season this year. My Uncle Bill, Uncle Rocket, and my dear friend Liz's mom, Penny. If you're navigating the holidays with a loss that feels very heavy, please be extra gentle on yourself. Make time for peace or consider memorializing your loved one in some special way during Christmas. You could light a candle on Christmas Eve, make a donation to a cause your loved one was passionate about, or share a special Christmas memory as you start your Christmas dinner. Well, friends, that's all for this episode. I hope that you have a wonderful, joyous Christmas and a happy new year. I would be so grateful if you would take a minute to rate and review the podcast and share it with a friend. If you would like joyful holiday content year-round, follow me on Instagram at Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast. Until next year, this is Mary, your fairy godmother of Christmas fun, signing off.